Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
essay, ramble on 39 steps ideas in the press release about Tim. I am in the back helping RSL and Glenbrook Historical Society connect in various areas. Print media is something to research and understand. Who does it connect to, how, and what is the formula for this channel, and what level of information can you get down the channel so it unfolds to help the various organizations? I had some tips from the journos over the years, but I simply went into the office, introduced myself and asked what the formula was. I recently did one for the RSL Remembrance Day. It was a bit hard to create a story and have the targets unfold. Some of the paper's editing reduced the word length but made the sentences a little complex. The result was high impact and wide readership, and I learned where this sort of thing winds up. Tim is the hero of this story, riding through roadblocks with his identity papers, taking part in the community theater that reaches out and touches our frontline heroes, who, if you don't get it, they do, Glenbrook counts. Such a powerful story, if you get it, stands by itself, and if you get it, you will see that the community, if you really look hard, is endorsing Glenbrook players. Now to your review. If you just review the play and not the package of play plus community, you will get, in my opinion, a review that reads like a meaningless wine label. There was a lot of positive energy from the audience, and the positive energy of the players somehow fed of each other. You could pick out some of the mechanics going on in front of you, but you also have to make sense of some of the mechanics in the audience. One side had a director and people working together, the other just had people together. Usually performances find themselves somewhere along this curve. The communication was right on target. Henny came on stage and got the ball rolling, connecting with the audience and seeking permission to communicate and introducing high-level conceptual props. It was a bit like watching an Olympic ski jump hoping for a good landing. I know the intro monologue was hard for Tim, who is hard of hearing. Maybe a little more reflected parody of audience surprise and unease, maybe. Maybe a heckle from the audience. This is too hard, but the important thing was asking permission to act and use props that were going to function in a surprising way. Asking permission for the props to become characters rather than fixtures. You might call it wacky theory number 101, and you would be right. But I think granting permission to sing rather than shout your position is something that happens, yet we don't get to communicate about communication when the first dot point is no communication. So, singing in this context is communication with spirit, vulnerability and values, while shouting is just a power thing and abbreviated to it is dangerously close to being absurd, especially if you repeat it back. The community is singing about airports and dams, and the government is not giving permission for them to be heard and responds by shouting. So I think or theorize there was a little bit of spring back from the community that has had a long time underwater, being choked to death with airports and development. Throw in bushfires and other worries, and I think people were delighted by the performance that was sung rather than shouted at them. In this context, the accidental campaign speech may have deep problems moving into the post-truth nightmare we have now. It's all Tin Tin Boy's own trash, but every bit authentic inner working of an adolescent boy's brain. Some of the mechanics was in place with the high-paced scene change set against the old man's walk. It might have been better to have a sign, "Our Man for Westminster," or "Make the Empire Great," to think of getting the audience in place first. But all said and done, this scene had a lot of work to get done, to undo our culture of sound bites. A similar need to tweak is have a bit of comic, this is an important prop, having the hymn book so awkward to remove, the idea comes to Hanny to leave it, then some decision and then taking a little to get back inside with the police knocking on the door.
podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.